Hello and welcome back to the Enduring Churches podcast. This is Trent. I'm here with my good friend Alan, and we're excited. We've got our coffee and Mountain Dew, and life is good, and we are excited to talk to you about our topic today, Alan.
Yeah, you bet. And you know what, Trent? I even splurged today. I've got a buy sitting in front of me. I love these little fruit drinks. So, I'm really feeling it today. So we're in good shape, and probably need to, because we're going to talk about budget planning for 2021. Hasn't that been the joy of your life?
Yeah, buddy. I was just telling you that I've been in three meetings in the last week talking about budget planning for three different organizations. And yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Yeah. You know, I've noticed that even in our organization, we've already done a great portion of the budget work for the coming year, and we've not done anything for next year. And I think that's we're probably not the only church. I think a lot of churches are recognizing this is happening later in the year. And I think it's because the great unknown, none of us have a clue what 2021 is going to look like.
Right. Yeah. Last night, we have Wednesday night church stuff, and we're talking about that we're so ready for 2021. At least I hope that we're ready for 2021, but we're ready for 2020 to be over with. But we got a plan.
That's right. That's right. And we do have to kind of know where we're going, because you don't want to wander aimlessly financially. But we do know this, that the economy is in a very fragile state. You know, it's hanging on in many places by a thread. And I still don't think we've seen a lot of the fallout and ramifications of, you know, of job losses. You know, when you think about entertainment industry and you think about the airline industry, the travel industry, all these different industries that have been adversely impacted for months and months and months, and how many businesses, restaurants are going to close down and all those things. We're in a pretty fragile state economically. And so being smart and really thinking about our church budgets for 2021 is really important right now.
You're right, Alan. And Barna had come out with some predictions in the last few months, expecting that, you know, up to 20% of churches could close their doors. And a lot of that will have to do with finances. And so we want your church to endure. We want you to do well. We want you to be prepared. And so that's why we're going to talk about the four-letter word with extra letters, budget planning
today. that's a bud. It's going to be your bud for this year. But yeah, we've got seven things that we want to kind of bring up to your attention, maybe seven imperatives for 2021. So if you're in this process, or if you're a little bit even behind this process, hopefully this will help you through a little bit. But the first thing, and this is just really important, go ahead right now and plan for a budget shortfall in 2021. It's probably going to happen, or at least a shortfall based on what you got this year. It'll probably be down a little bit more next year.
Yeah. And this, I think, Alan, it means that you have to take a good look at where you're at in this fiscal year and your, you know, your finances. And, you know, so planning for next year, you kind of need to look at how you've done this year. I'm on the board of a pregnancy center, and we were talking about this and the need for us to set aside some money. You know, so what would it take for your organization, your church, to run for a month if you didn't have any income? And so setting aside some money, but you also have to plan, okay, what if we don't have this income? How's our budget going to be affected?
Right. So, you know, if this year your church brought in $200,000, you know, you might want to think about next year. You're probably looking at a budget that's going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of anywhere from $175,000, you know, to $195,000. You're just going to probably be a little bit less. And I want you to think about that. You know, your giving's probably not been quite as strong as it was last year, just because we've been on-site, off-site, on-site, off-site. You may be on-site all of next year, but you may also have people just not making as much money. There's not being as much giving. Attendance is likely still going to be struggling to recover. You know, there's a lot of things that are going on in this dynamic. And so you know, you need to be prepared for that.
That's right. And we have also, we've done an episode previous to this talking about how do you talk about giving in your church. And I want to, I guess, refer back to that. Go back and listen to that and the need for you to be talking and sharing about generosity in your church about this. Because, yeah, you may, there's just like Alan said, there's so many things that are affecting where you're at right now and where you may be in 2021. So you just kind of need to go into this process and into this next year with eyes wide open.
Yeah. So, you know, it might even be a plan where you think about, okay, so what do we do if we're 10, you know, 0 to 10% short? And what do we do if we're 10 to 20% short? What do we do if we're 20 or more percent short? But have some plans, have some contingency plans, and plan on a shortfall. Now, what happens if you're doing better than that? Well, that's great, but at least you're not outliving what you had planned. And so that, I think it's important. You know, remember, you control the budget. The budget doesn't control you, but it is important to just recognize the warning signs and don't assume that if the pandemic's over, that everything is just going to be hunky-dory financially. I think we've got a struggle in front of us, and all the economic indicators point to that. For instance, I can think of a major employer here in the Denver area that beginning next month, that's when they're starting a huge number of layoffs. Because they haven't been able to be employed. They had some assistance to help for a period of time, and that assistance runs out. And so a lot of people are going to be furloughed. And so there's a lot of that still on the horizon.
Yeah. And in this budget planning, you know, those things like that, they can be scary. But just like Alan said, kind of make some plans. You know, what happens if, you know, you're 10% down or 20% down or more. But give every dollar in your plan, give every dollar a name. You know, that's what a budget is you're just giving every dollar a name, and don't let it scare you. Don't let the future scare you, right? The Bible says many, many, many times not to fear, but we're going to trust in God and we're going to be wise with what He allows us to have in our churches.
And so that's the first thing, plan for a shortfall. And the second thing, Trent, is to protect the staff. And, you know, I think in years past, that's probably not as big, been as big of a concern. In fact, most churches were probably pretty heavy on staff. But I heard some great words of wisdom that the number one concern with the pandemic has become job security. And giving people a sense of security in their job is really important. So, you know, put a high priority on your staff during this time. On the other side of it all, maybe we need to look at where our staffing levels are in our church, but for now, protect what you have.
Yeah, and when you do that, Alan, that gives your staff the ability to have peace in their ministry and to look forward with some confidence. You know, when you don't know what's coming and you're always afraid you're going to lose your job, that means that most people won't plan ahead. They won't put all their effort into a ministry. And so we want them to do well, to have some confidence and peace in that. So protect your staff. And that helps to alleviate those uneasy times for people in ministry.
And this has been, I mean, this has been a time where, you know, I think there's going to be a lot of ministers on the other side of this that need a little bit of counseling as well. And so part of protecting your staff might be allowing them the opportunity to seek some outside help at times as well. So make sure you're doing everything you can do to put a high priority on your staff in this time. And so, you know, I think that's probably a great place to begin. Whereas you look at, well, we may have to cut you know, staff salary. This is a year where maybe you think more about cutting some programs and things like that, instead of staff. So the third thing, Trent, is prioritize generosity. And you mentioned our previous podcast, but that word generosity is very important, isn't it?
Yeah, we want our folks to realize that generosity is still a big part of our Christian life, and so. You know, as you're talking about giving and talking about generosity, that's the, I guess, the term we would encourage you to couch your giving in is generosity. But talk about how you're the giving that's already taking place, how that's changing lives, and get people to share about how giving has blessed them, because that is contagious, and the excitement of it all, when we tell the stories of people, that is contagious. Alan, when I was first doing college ministry, I was told by Buddy Young, who was another BSU director, you know, don't focus on statistics, focus on stories. And I think this is an area where you've got to focus on stories.
Absolutely. You know, I think the story of where our resources go means so much more. And to recognize that we are changing lives. You know, one of the things we're wrapping our Operation Christmas Child boxes, you know, the how we are reminding people is all around the world, there's an economic, you know, lapse because of what's going on. And in some places, the ability to buy gifts and things like that, gifts aren't even making their way to their stores right now. So, you know, there's a lot of kids who definitely their only hope of Christmas is through Operation Christmas Child this year. So, you know, that's kind of the story that we're talking about is, hey, we're still blessed. We can still buy some of these things. So let's buy them and get them in boxes and get those out to kids. And that story, I think, is a compelling story.
That's really good. And it's a good reminder that, I mean, we kind of get our blinders on thinking about just here, right here where we are right now. And to realize that this is a global pandemic, that's what they've been calling it. And the economic part of it is global as well. But also our local community, you know, be looking for what's happening around your church. Take a prayer walk and see, you know, what are the needs in the community where your church is placed? Because God placed your church where it is on purpose for a purpose. And so, you know, take a look around you, take a look at the schools, what needs they have, and encourage your folks to be generous as they look and see with God's eyes the needs around them.
Yeah, that's important. Our communities right now, they need God's church to be a light of hope. And in fact, I'm actually preaching this week on Generosity Trent. And that was one of the things I'm just noticing as Paul's talking to the church at Corinth is the witness that generosity becomes. You know, there's really not a more powerful witness that the church has than to be generous in spirit. Because when you're generous, it really does give you the ability to have an audience.
That is so true. It opens up a lot of doors, and you know, people are expecting the church to tell them how bad they are and everything instead of serving them and loving them. So yeah, take advantage of that great testimony and open doors that God gives to you through generosity. The next thing, Alan, is in your budget planning process is to shed maybe some unneeded expenses. You know, take a look around your church, Alan, and what are the things that are sucking your finances, but maybe aren't necessarily needed?
Yeah, well, I'll give you an example up here that I'm actually thinking about this year. You know, every year I put in, okay, we're going to have one or two big snows up here that are going to impact our services. And I'm thinking about, well, we have to pay for snow plowing to get the parking lot all cleared out. We've already moved to the ability to go online at a moment's notice. And so, you know, any of the Sundays in question, you know, it's actually cheaper. It's easier. Let's just move it online. You know, let's, you know, that there's several hundred dollars I can, you know, shed right there fairly easily by being flexible, by being light on our feet. And, you know, on a day like that, we're going to be lucky to have 20-25% of our attendance, whereas we move online, we'll have, you know, 70-80% of our attendance on a day like that. So I think it's just a better move. And so there's one where we can be actually, you know, there's some unneeded expenses there.
And that's a great word, Alan. Another area that, as you're saying that, I would say, first of all, go do a take your budget and finance team on a walk around your building and see if there are some things that, you know, are running all the time, or just lighting that needs to be changed out to LED stuff that save you some money. And another thing I thought about too, Alan, we did, I guess it's been 3 years ago now. We had these two vans that were sitting 90% of the year that we were paying a ton on insurance and all that and upkeep. And so we sold those vans. So that saved us a ton of money. And we put the money we got out of those vans into a savings account. And so we rent a van. So we get a brand new van anytime we need one. And we still have money after 3 years sitting in a savings account.
Yeah, that's great. So, yeah, I mean, insurance costs are astronomical. So, you know, saving some of those costs, there's a lot of different things that you can do. You know, churches, it's amazing how much money you can spend on all your coffee and donut expenditures every week. Do you need to stop that for a while? Hey, you know, it's not good for us to all be reaching into a box right now. So, you know what? In 2021, we're not going to do this or whatever. I mean, you know, and that may not seem like much, but when you start saving little bits and parts along the way, that makes up percentages a lot more quickly than you think. So, you know, just look for what's unnecessary and don't do that. And so the opposite side of that, you know, if you want to shed the unneeded expenses, you better know what your biggest and most necessary ones are as well. And so that's kind of the fifth one there. Know your necessities.
So, Alan, as we think about that, you know, what are, as you take a walk around your building, say, make a list not only of things that are running that don't need to be, but what things need to be kept going, heaters in the winter. Because if you don't run those things, then you can have burst pipes and stuff like that. Air conditioning down where we are, you know, people just right. don't in the sweaty building, I'm telling you. So there's a lot of things like that.
Yeah, you have to kind of think about what can't be stopped, delayed, or dissolved. You know, those are kind of my three words there. There are some things that you can stop doing. You know, you can stop doing Sunday morning donuts for a while, right? You don't have to do that. There's nothing that says that those things are most important. But you, again, if you have a building, you've got certain things you've got to do. You've got to take care of that building, and it's you can't let it fall apart. Because you don't have resources. You know, some things can be delayed. Churches, for instance, you know, I know that churches that have building loans or something, the Baptist foundations are doing their best to work with churches through this period of time. And maybe there's some delays or things like that can be looked at. Some things, like you mentioned, the vans, you can kind of be dissolved. Let's just get rid of that expense altogether, because really, they're not necessary. And so you really just have to kind of go through and look at those things. Is your VBS going to look different in 2021? You know, because you probably didn't have it in 2020. And if you did, it looked a lot different. Is it still going to look different in 2021? Is it, you know, are you going to be more light, more flexible, all those kinds of things? But what are the things that we have to be able to do?
And so, one of the necessity areas, I think, Alan, and you've already kind of mentioned this, is our technology. And so because we've been forced to go online, and it really is a blessing, I think, but we need to expect an increase and take a good hard look at our technology expenditures and see, okay, if we want to do even better in 2021, don't drop it, but increase it. Then take a look at streaming, your website, your online presence, and video recording. And I know, Alan, you guys have done a great job on your website. It looks very nice. And so these are important areas.
Yeah, I think one of the areas where you better expect you're going to see an increase is technology. I think it's an area in all of our budgets, it's going to continue to go up, because I think the standard is going to continue to increase for what we're doing. And I'm already frustrated a little bit by just the technology side, because when we were in quarantine, you know, the recording quality was so much higher than our streaming quality. And mm-hmm. I'm forever wanting to improve our streaming quality now. And I think the people who are watching are probably going to flock to places that have a better streaming quality than those that don't.
You're right. I mean, we've dealt with that too and had this constant struggle between, you know, how do we set up our cameras for our weekly, you know, during the services and lighting and started looking at the what's on the stage. And you're right. So all these things that are so important because people notice that when they're watching a video and, you know, if you have a way to look at the stats and how many people are watching and actually staying engaged, people notice all those things in your video.
Yeah, and it's frustrating. And so, you know, I know we're going to be spending more money next year on some of our technology expenditures. And I think you better kind of recognize that those are borderline necessities in a lot of ways. And so you're going to have to figure out how to squeeze those in there when you don't have as much to squeeze in there. So I know that's a struggle, but churches, we encourage you pay attention to what's going on there, because I think a lot of those churches, when they talk about the 20% that are going to close down, I think those are a lot of the churches that are resistant, to that technology. And so just be aware of that. There's one more, Trent. And I think this one, you know, the first one, plan for the shortfall, you know, that sounds like a negative way to really start everything out. And so let's kind of end it with something that's really important. And that's to plan on celebrating God's faithfulness.
Well, and a lot of churches have experienced actually better giving this year than even previous years. And I don't know exactly all that falls into that, makes that happen. Part of it's online giving has increased. But yeah, God is still faithful and God is still providing for his church. He still has a purpose for your church and he will provide for it. And we should, man, we should party and celebrate that big time.
Yeah, let's celebrate what God's doing. And I think celebration makes you more aware too, to look to see what God's doing, because celebrating's fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, and if he gives you a special gift, look and see, okay, God, why did you give this to us? Where is it that you want us to be a blessing? Go back to what Alan said earlier about the community needs that and they see that open door because of our generosity. If God's given you an extra amount, okay, God, where do you want us to glorify your name in our community? Where do you want this to go to?
You know, Trent, several years ago, I was reading an article about what a Roman jail cell would have been like. And it was pretty horrific. I mean, that was not a pleasant to read article. And I was thinking about, you know, Paul and Silas being in prison and in the middle of the night, just worshiping God, when you had to realize that they were living in mold and mildew and probably had rodents crawling all over them. And, you know, there are no latrines in there. You know, this is literally horrific by any human standard and any imaginable thought. And yet there they are praising God. And, you know, it is a good reminder to us that if they can praise God in those circumstances and be grateful that they had a roof over their heads and and still put their trust in God, how much more should we be able to do that when, even though we're tired of wearing masks, even though we're tired of quarantine, even though we're tired of job insecurity, even though we're tired of this and that, God is still in control and he is still worthy of our worship.
Absolutely. God is still good no matter what. And I think he's trying to get our attention, honestly. That's what we're really encouraging our folks to seek the Lord. And I would encourage you to do that as well. Seek the Lord. And I, you know, in your budgeting process is a perfect place to seek God. Spend a lot of time in prayer. God, what do you want us to aim at? What things do we need to get rid of? What things do we need to beef up on? But God is good, and he still will be good at the end of 2020 and all the way through how many ever years he lets us be here.
Absolutely. And so we just wanted to give you these imperatives. And again, it was to plan for a shortfall, protect the staff, prioritize generosity, shed unneeded expenses, know your necessities, expect an increase in technology expenditures, and plan on celebrating God's faithfulness. So we hope that those have given you something to think about as you work on your church budget for 2021. And know that if you have a need right now, or we can come alongside you, Trent and I would love to be able to do that. You can reach out to us Facebook, on our website at enduringchurches.com, or email us Alan@enduringchurches.consulting or Trent@enduringchurches.consulting. But we are so grateful to be able just to share some of our thoughts with you. Let us know what we missed, and we'll try to mention that sometime. But again, we thank you so much for your faithfulness. And if we have been a help to you, pass us along to someone else. We look forward to catching you back on our next episode. Thanks a lot.